Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is on Capitol Hill today. He's testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, which is investigating whether to recommend the House move to impeach President Trump. A majority of House Democrats support an impeachment inquiry, but lawmakers from moderate districts have been more cautious. Among them is Connor Lamb from Pennsylvania's 17th Congressional District. Lucy Perkins, a member station, WESA, in Pittsburgh, reports how the issue is playing with Democratic activists who helped elect him.
All Lynn Hughes wanted was a representative who would be a check on President Trump.
I didn't care too much about policy, which is horrible, but I understood that I was not going to get someone that I agreed with 100% of the time because of the district that we were in.
Hughes lives in the hilly suburbs of Mount Lebanon, just south of Pittsburgh. Back in 2018, she was phone banking and knocking doors for Connor Lamb. Those efforts helped him narrowly win his special election in a district that voted for President Trump by a wide margin. In the meantime, district maps have been redrawn. Lamb still represents the moderate Pittsburgh suburbs, but his district now includes Beaver County, which Trump carried by double digits.
It is plain to see that Trump meets the bar for impeachment. And I am also old enough to remember when Connor ran in that special election and he told everyone to wait for the Mueller report, to trust in the Mueller report to come out. Well, the Mueller report came out and then Congressman Lamb was silent for about a month.
When the Mueller report came out in April, many lawmakers called for impeachment based on its findings. Others said an inquiry should begin because the White House ignores subpoenas from House oversight committees. In May, Lamb said that no one is above the law, but that he believed the disputes would be resolved in court. That answer hasn't satisfied some of his constituents.
All right. Do we have questions? I think, how are we doing this? I think people are going to line up. Yeah, I guess I should have explained.
More than 100 people came to a town hall Lamb hosted during the August recess. Mount Lebanon resident Nita Fandre strongly criticized the president while wearing an Impeach Trump t-shirt.
He is a white supremacist, and he has racially divided this country. What I'm asking you is whether you will join with your 127 colleagues in the House of Representatives and support an impeachment inquiry.
Along with gun control, impeachment was the major topic of the night, and Lamb echoed what he's said in the past.
I'm not convinced now, nor have I been, that we have met the bar for impeachment. I think that's an extremely high bar, but I'm continuing to follow these investigations as much as I can.
For some of Lamb's supporters, that response is enough. Darren Kelly is president of the Allegheny-Fayette Central Labor Council and represents union members whose grassroots activity was key to Lamb's win. Kelly says, sure, some of his union members want to talk about impeachment, but the big issues are infrastructure, the opioid epidemic, and trade.
And we've talked to hundreds. You know, we go to the same town halls, we sit with a lot of people and hear what our members have to say, and it's been consistent.
But others say the issue is not that clear-cut. Stacey Vernalis leads a progressive activist group in Lamb's district. She knows there's frustration among his supporters.
I mean, I have to scrape them off the ceiling.
Vernalis says she swings between being frustrated and recognizing that when you have a swing district like Lamb's, you have to be pragmatic. After all, she says, moderates like Lamb helped ensure a Democratic majority in the House.
I say keep the eye on the ball. You know, we need an electoral victory in 2020. We got the best guy we could possibly get who could win in the office.
But Lynn Hughes, who wanted to see Lamb elected solely to be a check on Trump, doesn't buy that argument.
I don't think it's the job of the grassroots to just fall lockstep in line with the Democratic Party.
Hughes says instead of volunteering for Lamb in 2020, she'll help the Democratic presidential nominee.
I don't know how Congressman Lamb wins without the grassroots in 2020, but it would be interesting to see him try to win that.
For Here and Now, I'm Lucy Perkins in Pittsburgh.